Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah He. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the bridle of the horse, which is all of the gear that it wears on its head. The bridle is made up of a few different components. There's, number one, the bit, which is the bar that's in the horse's mouth. There are the reins, which are the straps that are attached to the bit that the person who's riding on the horse uses to guide the horse. And then there's straps that hold the bit and the reins in place. Sometimes there are also straps that go along the cheeks of the horse, which are for decorative purposes only. When the bridle is attached to one another, the entire bridle could become tameh. Here we'll talk about a case where the bridle is made all of metal and the parts may not all be attached to the bridle itself. They all may not be attached as one, but they're disconnected. Mishnah says, Achrav shel perumbia teme'ah. The bit of the bridle of a horse is able to become tameh, even when it's not attached to the rest of the bridle. It's just the bit alone. It has its own identity, and therefore could become tameh on its own. Velehayayim tehorim. The decorative pieces that sometimes go on the cheek are considered to be pure, are automatically tahor, because they're pure decoration. They have no purpose whatsoever, and therefore they cannot become tameh. They're not like a utensil. Rabbi Eliezer mitameh balehayayim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the cheek straps could become tameh. They have a useful purpose when they're attached to the bridle, and therefore they could become tameh even when on their own. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when they're just for decoration, even though something that's just for decoration cannot become tameh, but that's only if it's used for decorative purposes only. But if it's attached to a keli and it has some sort of purpose with it, then it has the ability to become tameh even when it's on its own. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, those straps that go on the cheek could become tameh. V'hachamim omrim, en tameh ela akrav, u'bishat hiburan hakol tameh, says Hachamim, that no part of the bridle could become tameh on its own except for the bit that goes in its mouth. The Hachamim seem to be very similar to Tanakama, that they both agree that the cheek pieces do not become tameh, but they're arguing on all the other parts of the bridle. According to Tanakama, only the cheek pieces cannot become tameh, but all the other parts of the bridle can become tameh. While Hachamim over here hold, no, only the bit could become tameh, all other parts of the bridle cannot become tameh. What they say is, ubishad hiburan akol tameh, only when the bridle is all joined together could all the other components become tameh.